T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. It's 8:42. We are at Patty's Green right here in CI. Lots of people. I just said to Al,
yo,
we haven't been drawing
huge
crowds.
No.
We got to bring Kelsey with us.
Yeah, it's
the
a good
minute he shows up, hundreds of people appear out of nowhere. Little kids running around. I just
animals.
I just stole a cinnamon bun from Kelsey's little daughter.
Oh,
she was guarding them, and I said, "Could I get it?" And she said, and she looked at me like, "All right, I'm going to take one anyway."
Be careful, she's got some anger issues too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, good genes there as well. I'm just going to go right to the phones here for a few minutes. But
before we do that, we're going to do the update on the question of the day, which is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Silverados in stock, ready for immediate delivery, and all discounted below MSRP. Find your roads, shop 24/7 at ArminChevy.com. Now, this is a little uncomfortable, being that Jason's right here.
Oh,
now.
No.
Who is your favorite Eagle of all time? 55%, Brian Dawkins.
Who's second?
Jason Kelsey,
oh my gosh.
28%.
Hi, Jason. Am I right that you also endorse the vote for Brian Dawkins?
Yeah, of course.
Hold on.
I don't even think I belong on that list.
I would like to argue with you. There's one thing you brought that none of those other guys did. We got who else? McNabb's on there.
Yeah, McNabb, 4%. Reggie White, 13%.
You got us the ultimate prize.
Oh, yeah.
And that, to me, is next level. It's just me. I love it. I love it. I can die happy because you and your teammates won us a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it's the greatest thrill I ever had as a fan, ever.
I snapped the ball. But Nick Foles won that Super Bowl one more year. I mean, that guy was out of his mind.
Well, you know how we could really thank Jason? You can donate to the Eagles Autism Foundation, which is a link on Twitter and Facebook. If you couldn't be with us today, but you can buy some stuff here, and everything that you buy here today will go to the Eagles Autism Foundation.
I got to ask you this, because it's always there. All right, we all go to L.A. with you that season. We do a big road trip, and you win that game. But nobody's talking about that great win when Foles came in. They're talking about loser Wentz, who was having an MVP season.
Yep.
We lost faith for at least a month. Did you? How did you feel?
I don't think we ever lost faith. I think we knew that we were a really good team. But, you know, it was definitely a devastating moment. I still remember going to the locker room. It was like, you know, we just won the game, and it felt like somebody had just passed away or something like that. It was a very deflating moment. And I credit the leaders in the locker room, and I was still – semi-young. I mean, really, Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Long, all these guys that had kind of been around for a while. Jank right away pulled everybody up and was like, man, this, you know, without being disrespectful to, you know, Carson, it was like, you know, we still got a season to play. We still got to get going. And, you know, we rallied really, really quick. And you know, I had played a lot with Nick Foles. We had all played with Nick before. We knew what he was capable of doing if the offensive line could protect and he had good targets and he could be free to be the player he is. So, you know, we knew that we were still a really, really good team.
Here's the thing, though. You look at it now, and Foles was unbelievable in the biggest moments the rest of the season. In retrospect, did you end up getting a better chance to win with Foles because he had that special ingredient?
You know, I don't know. Carson was playing out of his mind that year. I mean, he was an MVP candidate. Probably would have, been MVP if he would have finished the whole season.
Right.
I don't want to say that. I still think we would have won even with Carson. But I can't discount the performance Nick had in the playoffs. I mean, Tom Brady set an NFL record in the Super Bowl, one of the greatest days a quarterback ever had, and lost the game. And a large reason that happened is because of Nick Foles. So
is that amazing?
It is crazy. It really is. And I think somebody was just talking to Tom the other day, and he said, "What's the worst loss ever?" And he's like, "It's that team, that Super Bowl, because I played the greatest game I've ever played and still
Doesn't
lost the game."
Does that make you feel better?
Oh, so much.
See that?
Yeah.
It's better when he feels. He's a great player, and we beat him.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's an awesome thing. Nicole Quigley's up for the Autism Run. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. Jason is here raising more money for the Autism Foundation, always helping in the community.
Awesome. I just wanted to call and say thank you, Jason, for the, like, moment you gave me at the run and how you even, like, jumped over to see my mom and everything. We're forever grateful.
No, that was awesome. I really appreciate you guys coming out. That was a great moment. Thank you.
Always, yeah. We look forward to it each year. We can't wait.
Well, I'll see you next year then.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Nicole. One of the best fans we know is Simon John. He is on live right now with Jason Kelce. Hi, John.
Good morning. I'm calling actually to apologize to Jason. You guys are talking about his anger management. I had the experience of seeing that firsthand. I don't know if you remember that, Jason.
Oh, I remember very well, John.
And we're talking greatest Eagles. And this is from the bottom of my heart. You mentioned Dawkins and Jason. These two guys, Ange, we talk about it all the time. They get it because not only do they understand the fans of Philadelphia, they embrace it. That's why they're all-time great. You have an Eagles Mount Rushmore, Jason Kelce is on that Mount Rushmore, 1,000%.
This guy
is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Has to be, John. And it's not just he's a great player, it's the bond he developed with people like you. That is very rare, isn't it?
People put our fans down, and we're tough, and we ran this guy out of town. We run this guy out of town. Jason, these guys, Dawkins, they embrace Philadelphia. They understand Philadelphia. Nobody would ever get run out of town because we love you like a brother, through and through. Yeah, we're going to boo. We get mad. That's us. But nobody else can do that to us. He is the Eagles. He is Philadelphia. We thank him. I thank him. And he brought us the championship. There's no question he's on the Mount Rushmore.
That's it. John, great comments, as always. Give me a famous Jason. No problem. I got to be honest. I lost track of the game we were playing because
really?
We were just doing it. If you have a famous Jason, name him, and I'll give you a spin. You know what? If I get you on, I'll give you a spin anyway. Jason Kelce will comp whatever we need.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, Jason, let's get back to when you finally started and you won the job as a sixth-round pick right away.
Oh, no.
Here's what I'm dying to know next, all right? So you're out there. Is there a moment right away in the beginning of your NFL career where you look around and go, I can play with these guys? Do you know right away?
Well, you know, I think it really in college, you see some guys go and start playing in the league.
Yeah.
And they're guys that you played against. You're like, I can play against that guy. So I can,
yeah.
I think I can do this. And then when you get to the league, it takes a couple weeks. I mean, it's overwhelming. There's a lot going on. And the game accelerates so much. The speed is so drastically different. And it's not really like a player isn't really that different. It's more just that everybody is so much faster that the entire thing happens quicker. And that takes some getting used to. But, you know, I was probably overly confident that I thought I could play. I really did. And,
That's awesome. Now, here's the next thing, though. By your second year, you've established yourself. You're a solid player in the NFL. Early in the year, you tear your ACL.
Yeah.
And you have been known for durability. How hard was it mentally to overcome the first really major injury in your career?
I don't know. I didn't – honestly, it wasn't that bad.
No?
It was an ACL tear, which, I mean, you think of as really, really catastrophic, and it was catastrophic in the sense I lost a whole year. But, my cartilage was okay. My meniscus was okay. All the long-term stuff seemed like
I'm really sorry to interrupt.
Gosh.
You're going to be mad.
Hey!
But Travis Kelce is in the house.
Oh, my God.
Jason's brother
Travis
is in the house.
Here.
Can I trust you with the microphone on this? brother, you know, I don't know.
I'm here on behalf of Jason, so yes, of course.
Travis, we would like you to stay here and play for the Eagles this year. Is that possible?
I'll tell you what, you guys got a good tight end room, man. I don't know if I'll find any catches in there.
All right, we do. But you won it the year after Jason did, right? You won the championship.
It was two years after.
Could you just tell us, like, did you guys compare notes? What was it like when you won the championship?
Oh, I definitely picked his brain for sure. It was like the night before, too. I didn't bother him up until the night before. I was like, hey, you know, I might as well try and get as much advice out of you as I can. Hey, you little one. You poking me.
That's his niece, by the way.
Exactly. But, yeah, I just – and the biggest thing he said was, you know, the hype of the game – how big that game is to not only yourself, but everyone. You know, it's such a big broadcast that you tend to make it more than what it is. And the biggest thing is to just, you know, it's this game you've been playing since you were a kid. So don't let it get to that point. But, man, I still let it get to that point, man. It's hard not to, man. You're in the biggest game of your life, and you know that everybody's watching. It was fun, though.
I do not mean in any way to insult you. I admire you as a player, but I don't even know if you gave a speech. At the rally.
He did. Oh, yeah.
The funny thing is I'm right there. I don't even know if I gave a speech.
Because I wouldn't want to follow what your brother did 2 years earlier,
legendary,
right?
Legendary.
Right? Really?
I mean, oh, my gosh. I there was no way I was going to get even close. I was just up there having fun with the guys I won it with. But, Jason, the way you kind of rolled down that list of, you know, guy, the hungry dog fighting through adversity, it's beautiful, and everybody can take a note from that.
All right, now Jason earlier was talking about the rivalry he had with you when you were kids.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
2 years older than you. And he alluded to some physical situations.
I love that he called it a rivalry, like I actually got some wins in there.
All right, hold on, Jason.
So thank you for that, man. It kind of makes me feel better about myself.
That, Jason, when you would have a disagreement with Travis, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What would take place at that point?
I don't I remember I got yelled at a lot for hitting him, and he got yelled at a lot for antagonizing me. My parents always threatened whenever he was antagonizing me, we're going to let him hit you. We're going to let him hit you.
I poked the bear to the point where I knew
one time
I could
they
get
did.
Away.
One time they let me hit you.
Yeah.
All right, Travis, your brother, Jason, was a running back, and Jason was a linebacker, and you seemed to play more of a glory position, right? You get to score touchdowns. Do you think it bothers your brother that he does not have that opportunity?
No.
It does not.
Jason doesn't, his mind doesn't go like that. The rhythm of his drum doesn't beat like that. He's more of the, I don't want to say the hard worker, the guy that doesn't want to take all the, you know, I'm more of the let me get in the end zone and dance kind of guy. You know? That's just how I've always been.
All right, but you both have to block, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll stick my face in the fan and get a little dirty. You know what I mean?
So did you give him some tips on how to block, Jason?
No, he knows what he's doing.
He doesn't?
Yeah.
I'll say this. So I made the transition in college from quarterback to tight end. I had no idea what I was doing. I was literally just a slappy in the quarterback room, just back there, said hut, and try and just make something shake. I was not very calculated, which is why I wasn't a very good quarterback. But when I moved to tight end and I knew that, you know, my last 2 years I had to really figure it out, I asked Jason about defenses. How are you looking at defenses? And he gave me his understanding or his dissertation on, you know, the safeties, the movement of the safeties, the front. And all of a sudden I started to find a little more love in the game because now I'm in somebody's head now more than I'm just playing the game, running around, having fun.
Yeah. When you two guys competed against one another, who did your parents root for?
Man,
who
I feel
did your
like,
Jason? Who my did your parents
for,
like?
Yeah, I was
my
just
mom
about
rooted
to say
for
this.
Travis, and my dad rooted for me. That's what I think.
Is that
1,000%?
Yeah,
1,000%.
I think they both rooted for both of us, really.
Right,
but I think my Trav has always been mom's favorite, and I've always been very similar to my dad, which is good in some ways and not so good in others.
Jason, what was it like for you when Travis won a championship with your old coach Andy Reid?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, that was Andy's first Super Bowl. It was my brother's first Super Bowl. There was a lot of and a lot of people on the staff were guys that were, you know,
Philly guy,
had
yeah.
been in Philly for a long time. You know, Rick Burkholder, Barry Rubin. I mean, there were people that had been in Philadelphia working towards that championship for a very long time. So I almost I don't think I enjoyed that one more, but it was up there. It was a very special moment in a much different way. Very not self-gratifying, obviously, but, I mean, just so happy for the guys that were involved in that, for Travis and for everybody.
Travis, when you win one, does it make you feel less pressure to do it again or hungrier to do it again?
I feel like when you win one and the next year you don't win it again, it's almost like that following year is you want it more than you ever wanted it.
Yeah.
Because it's like you just feel the taste of the mountaintop, man. And you just want that. If you're not in this game to compete every single day for that moment, I mean, I feel like you got the wrong occupation, man. So I just, like, going into this year, I want this year more than I've ever wanted any year. And it's just because, you know, you know what it takes. You know you can get there. And, you know, you just want to challenge yourself to be perfect, man.
And the Eagles had an awesome offseason, Jason.
Yeah.
Do you harbor the dream? Is it possible?
It's definitely possible. I mean, we have a really talented roster. We have a great team assembled right now. We got a lot better from last year on paper. But, it's you know, you still got to put the work in. Talent is only one piece of it. We got a lot of new pieces. And we're gonna go to work. We're going to go to work in training camp. We're going to go through the preseason. Coaches, players, it all has to come together in the right way, and you got to have a great team. You know, talent is one part of it, but the championship teams, they're close. There's something different about those teams and the way the players interact with each other, the way you have a good balance throughout the whole roster.
I feel like that was one of the biggest things about the year you guys won. It was that team. You could feel that was a brotherhood.
For sure.
You could feel it. Didn't matter what anybody said or what anybody did. You know, both on the team or what somebody said about the team, you know, it wasn't falling off track. Everybody was on board and knew where the ship was going, man.
Travis, when Jason does retire, hopefully not too soon, is he going to be a coach? Do you see him as a coach?
There's a lot of lanes this guy could get into, man. I think he's a carpenter now. Is a woodcraftsman
really? I'm doing woodworking classes. Yeah. I think Kylie would prefer me to stop picking up hobbies and be a dad.
Jason, Travis coaching material?
Oh, for sure. No. Trav just was at the tight end U, and he gave a lot of good info from the tight ends with the Eagles. They had some good things to say about what Travis was talking about down there.
What I think we love to do is we love to pass what we've learned on, you know, and that's just in us. So coaching is definitely something that I don't want to say we've kind of already been doing, but I guarantee I've talked to guys in the Eagles locker room that have said they've learned a lot from him. Teaching wise and being able to just be a leader and motivate, you know, the ones around you, that's really all that coaching is. You just have to be relatable enough to, you know, get a grown man to do it instead of
we are
kids.
Honored to have you here. You are an amazing football player.
Thank you for that.
And you and your brother Jason represent what's great about sports in America. They really do. And I thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you, man.
Jason, we're going to keep you here a while more, but thank you. That was awesome having your brother here.
Thanks, Trev. Thanks for coming down.
Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
WIP Sports Time, 8:59. Hey, Sam Pod, Jerry Lee Hockey, Tom Giordano. These are stars in the legal area, and they are especially stars when it comes to workers' compensation. If you're out there and you're not getting the disability benefits you deserve, or you're not winning your workers' compensation case, you got to pay your bills. You better get experts on your side, and that's Sam Pond and his team at Pondley Hockey. And the thing that's great about them is they've become the largest workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania by a simple means. They win, and you need to win. Sam Pond will win for you, I guarantee it. Working together, they're also coming up with a plan for you to successfully be moved beyond your injury and to get the justice you deserve for working hard and suffering an injury on the job. If you're facing any kind of legal problem, even if it's not an injury on the job, you got to call Pondley Hockey today. 800-568-7500, 800-568-7500, pondleyhockey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.